Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, saints, though many would rather not acknowledge it, the body of Christ needs to become acquainted with suffering. For we could very well be getting ready to witness the greatest time of suffering that this world has ever known. Years ago, the Lord showed me that his people, primarily the people here in America, were not prepared to suffer. They were not prepared to endure the trial of their faith, which is more precious than of gold, that perishes. You know, and I'll be the first to say that none of us are. But we need to be preparing ourselves so that when this day comes, we're not overtaken by it. You know, I just got off, after putting this message out right now, I just got off of a meeting, a ministry meeting with other minister leaders throughout the country, organized by a relatively well-known end-time prophetic ministry. And talking, and the purpose of the meeting was to talk about preparing the people for what's coming, preparing the people for the hard times that's coming, that ministers are seeing, this group of ministers are seeing in this particular ministry. And if I could ask her permission, I could have mentioned her ministry that had this meeting, but the purpose of it was to bring together ministers that are trying to wake people up and prepare them for the times to come, and that was basically the theme of this meeting, and a lot of people sharing about the things that they're doing and the things that the Lord has put on their heart to in their ministry to prepare others for what's coming as we begin get ready to face the things that are happening. A lot of the things that was discussed was the eclipse that's coming up. I mean, a lot of that was talked about, and the expectation that we will begin to see massive judgments after that happens. And you know, so many things literally lining up, pointing to where we are, that the Lord is trying to wake people up and get their attention and wake the church up and get its attention. So we need to be preparing ourselves so that we're not overtaken by it whenever it comes. One of the things that the church of Jesus Christ and people of God need to become accustomed to, and again, it's a subject that no one wants to talk about, but it is of suffering. If you want to hear of suffering, it's easily ignored and cast away, never to be spoken of again. It's much easier to talk of happiness and good times. But the simple truth of the matter is the people of God are going to be confronted with suffering in the days ahead. And we need to be prepared for what's coming. God's people are going to be tested in ways. We're going to be tested. God's people will be tested in ways that that they never thought they would ever be tested before. The Lord gave me this word recently, and that is just that. God's people will be tested in ways they never thought they would ever be tested before. The time is coming that a great time of suffering is coming to this world. The nation of America is not exempt. We will see unprecedented tidal waves of rushing, mighty torrents of judgment. The hour is coming, saith the Lord, that I will separate the wheat from the chaff. The hammer of God's word will strike at the hearts and minds of every Christian. The final time of shaking is getting ready to occur, and few will be ready. Will you be able to stand when the hand of the Lord comes crashing down on this world? Will you be ready to stand when God's end time army becomes mobilized to stand in this world that is quaking and shaking? A great day of trouble is coming. Yea, a great day of trial is coming, the likes of which has never been before. Soon the overflowing scourge will devour this world. It is coming to bring to light that which is founded upon the rock and that which is not. How much longer will God have to contend with a gainsaying people? How much longer will his mercy endure? Praise God that his mercy endures forever. Amen. Scripture tells us, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Psalm 119:67. This is what suffering does. It brings us closer to God. Suffering turns someone that doesn't know God into someone that does. Suffering turns someone that thinks they know God into someone that really knows God. Suffering turns someone that really knows God into someone that knows him even closer. Suffering is what refines and purifies the saints of God. Suffering prepares us for more and even greater suffering. All of this is assuming that one allows the suffering to do a work in their lives and brings them closer to God. Scripture tells us, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hebrews 12:11. And speaking of the end time, the prophet Daniel says, many shall be purified and made white and tried. Daniel 12:10. You see, children of God, the people of God will be purified in the coming days. The people of God will be purified in the time of testing, the hour of testing. And if you listen to other messages that I've done recently, the Lord spoke to me about the beginning of the year and said the time of testing has begun. You know, it's God's will. Again, contrary to what people may think, it's God's will that we go through times of suffering. Why is that? Because he's preparing us for what is coming tomorrow. The word of God is clear. We are told in the book of Peter, 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 19. Tells us, it says, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. So there it is. We're told that we will suffer, and it's God's will. Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God. Christ molds us into his image by breaking us. Jesus said in Matthew 21:44, whosoever shall fall on this stone, meaning himself, shall be broken. But on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. What does that mean? It's better for us to fall at his feet and allow him to break us and to mold us and to conform us and change us and renew us. Than to run from him now, only to later stand before him in the judgment. It's better for us to fall at his feet and allow him to break us now. only to later stand before him where he'd be forced to say, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Where he would be forced to grind us to powder. You know, for anyone that comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to be broken. But it's better to be broken now than in the life to come. He shapes and molds us into what he desires for us to be. We're told in Scripture to not despise the chastening of the Lord. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. Hebrews 12, verse 6. It's in the midst of suffering that we come to a full knowledge of the ways and things of God. And that is when we prosper. We prosper spiritually in the things of God. And so, you know, we're getting ready to begin to prepare to have to withstand in the evil day. And we're going to be required to go through the fire. And hopefully come out shining as gold. 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. So, you know, saints of God, we need to be prepared to stand in the days ahead. Whether it be by trial, suffering, heartache, pain, we must be truly grounded and settled in the Lord. We must establish our hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And, you know, we must be willing to say and prepared at all times to say like Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. So, you know, Jesus talked about that solid rock foundation. And that's where we need to be doing. We need to be building our foundation in him so that whenever the storm comes and beats upon the house, that our foundation is built upon him, the firm foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, so that when the storm comes and beats upon our house, beats upon the house, beats upon our house, our house is founded upon a rock, and when that storm comes, our house will not fall. Because those that are not built upon the solid rock, when the storm comes, when the wind and the storms beat upon the house, it falls. It immediately falls, and the ruin of that house is great. We're told, the writer of Hebrews tells us, that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. Tells us in Hebrews 12, 25 through 27, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. In short, we do not want to be those things that are shaken as of things that are made. If it's shakable, it will be shaken out. That's why it's vastly important, so important, that we are firmly planted on the solid rock foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Need to be like Paul, that had his thorn in the flesh. He besought the Lord three times that it would go away, but the Lord chose to not take it away. But instead, he gave him something far more priceless, and that was his all-sufficient grace. He told Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. And Paul found out that in his times of suffering, in his times of trouble, in his times of sorrow, in his times of hurt and pain, that when he was weak, he became strong. That God's strength was made perfect in weakness. And you see, that's the only way that God can strengthen us spiritually, is by weakening us in the flesh. Paul realized this and said in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians 12, it says, "Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Amen. And that's the ultimate key of importance to all godly suffering and sorrow. That when we suffer in the flesh, we become strong in the spirit, and the power of Christ rests upon us. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. "For when I am weak, then am I strong." Be strong in the Lord, saints of God, and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. Be prepared to war a good warfare and fight this good fight of faith, and be strong in the Lord. Hard times are coming. Difficult times are coming. You're going through a difficult time, and I know many of the saints of God, including myself, are going through great times of trouble and trial and suffering. But we should take comfort in the fact that suffering prepares us to stand. Be blessed in the Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.